to a history of Austria in one object. Today, we will be looking at the engraved painting known as the Army of Charles V Crossing the Elbe, and its story starts with the rise of the Archduchy of Austria. For centuries, the Habsburg monarchs of Austria had controlled the title of Holy Roman Emperor and exerted loose control over the minor German states in the so-called Empire. The Empire spanned mostly across what is modern-day Germany and Austria. It has traditionally been the policy of the Habsburg monarchs to try to centralize the authority of the Holy Roman Emperor over time. The Austrian emperors remained relatively weak, and they were unable to accomplish any centralization efforts until, through good fortune and strategy, they inherited vast amounts of European territory. The Archduchy of Austria is known in history for its unique way of expanding territory through strategic marriages. Through strategic marriages, the Habsburg Emperor Charles V inherited a large portion of Europe, which included Spain and the New World colonies, Austria, the Netherlands and Belgium, and parts of modern-day France. Charles V, through his large amount of territory, was by far the most powerful man in Europe at his time, and he was a devout Catholic. One of his largest struggles was trying to control his vast amount of unconnected territory. The biggest threat to his hold on Europe and his goal of universal monarchy was one man, Martin Luther. Well, who was this Martin Luther, and how did one relatively unheard of man challenge the authority of one of the most powerful monarchs in all of Europe? Martin Luther, in 1517, nailed his 95 theses to the door of a Wittenberg church and set into motion a religious revolution which would tear Europe apart in over 100 years of religious warfare. These 95 theses criticized the Catholic Church's practice of selling indulgences and highlighted the Church's corruption. Furious, Charles V demanded that Martin Luther recant his statements, but when Martin Luther did not, Charles V put a bounty on his head. How then did Martin Luther survive, and how did his ideas spread so far? Martin Luther found safety with the Duke of one of these German states. The Duke of Saxony, who wishing to undermine the Emperor's authority, protected the Protestant and adopted his ideas. Through the help of the Elector of Saxony, Luther's Protestant ideas had the greatest impact on northern Germany and even led to religious strife in France, the Scandinavian nations, and England. The invention of the Gutenberg press just years before also helped Martin Luther to spread his work at an unprecedented rate. The ideas of Luther, however, were by no means new. The Hussites in Bohemia and the Lollards had the same values as Luther, but the ideas were not as powerful because they were not spread as fast as Luther's were. As more and more German states started to adopt Protestantism, the Austrian Holy Roman Emperor became more and more fed up. War eventually broke out between the Protestant Empire, Schmalka Dikri, and the vast Habsburg Empire. Well, what does all this have to do with the engraved painting? In this engraved painting by Ennio Vico, which is known as Charles V Crossing the Elbe, the army of Charles V is gloriously depicted crossing the Elbe River in the Battle of Mühlberg as part of the Schmalkaldic War. The painting was commissioned, as was most Counter-Reformation art, for propaganda purposes. It depicts Charles V's army in a glorious light, as if his cause was the most just, in an attempt to win over people to the Catholic cause. The painting shows angels in the cloud overlooking the battle, as if Charles V's victory was by some means the result of divine intervention. Paintings were the most popular form of spreading ideas because the masses, who were largely illiterate, could understand the message behind a painting that they were not able to understand behind text. The painting, like most Renaissance art, was commissioned by famous and wealthy patrons like Charles V himself and Cosimo de' Medici, whose family has a long tradition of financing Renaissance art. Although Charles V won the battle depicted in the piece of art, he eventually lost the war as more and more German states rose up against imperial control. The Peace of Augsburg ended the war, where Charles V was forced to allow German states to choose their religion, either Lutheran or Catholic. The failures of Charles V in trying to centralize the Holy Roman Empire led him to realize that his idea of a universal monarchy in Europe would be impossible to accomplish and administrate. As a result of this realization, Charles divided his empire into two halves, the Austrian half and the Spanish half. The Spanish half was given to his son, and the Austrian half was given to his brother. Unresolved issues at the Peace of Augsburg led to an even more deadly war, which started in 1618 and changed the hegemony of Europe. Well, that's it for now. Thank you.